1776, the Declaration of Independence is formally issued. So why do we celebrate on July 4th? Well, it turns out it wasn't until the 4th that the Declaration was read widely to the public, and that date was adopted. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty
and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American. That's what I am. That's what I think.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow, it's Sunday once again. Today is July 2nd. It's 2 days before America's birthday. Wow. Today's my brother's birthday, you know. Yeah.
Well, today's America's birthday.
July 2nd?
Yes.
How do you figure?
Because it is.
How do you know?
I do know that. You don't know that? That it was actually July 2nd?
Well, it was signed on July 4th.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Wasn't it just signed on July 4th? Declaration?
Yeah, it was. No.
Well,
you might want to get some history buffs on that one. I don't know.
We were just talking about that last hour. I think it was actually signed on July 2nd.
The 2nd.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see.
And then declared on the 4th.
And it took time to get out to the other colonies that they had actually done this.
When do we designate it as the Declaration of Independence being adopted?
4th of July works for me.
So shut up about the 2nd. I don't want to hear it.
I'm just stating the facts, Jack.
There's always one in every room. Somebody's got to think that everybody knows something. Anyway.
Well, your brother and I were wishing it was on the 2nd.
Are you? It's your birthday today too, Bob?
It is.
Wow.
Good.
Happy birthday, Bob. Wow, interesting scenario here. We got Bob, my brother. Tomorrow was Lily's birthday, my granddaughter. And then we got America's birthday. Only it really, so second, I don't know. How do we do that?
The 4th of July works just fine.
That's where we
celebrate. 4th of July for everybody.
That's where we celebrate.
All together.
Yep. Okay, I'm here in the studio with my sister, who I'm Cutter Mike.
Nice try. I'm closer to Bob.
I'm closer to the volume knobs.
He's got control over yours.
I can always hit the dump button.
Yeah.
Well, there is that.
Dump him.
That was funny that one week I played that one. I knew that there was something coming up at the end. He was like a ninja warrior on the button.
Yeah, you are a bad
guy. He's got quick hands when he
has lightning reflexes when it comes to prohibited content. Anyway.
Okay, here it is. Direct from the archives of your federal government.
That's got to be true then, right?
Well, from the archives.gov website.
Okay. I might believe that more.
National archives aren't too bad a resource.
Yeah. Yeah, if you actually go to the source material, don't call your congressman.
It says here, Independence Day should have been July 2nd. July 2nd, 1776 is the day that the Continental Congress actually voted for independence.
Yes.
John Adams, in his writings, even noted that July 2nd would be remembered in the annals of American history and would be marked with fireworks and celebrations. The written Declaration of Independence was dated July 4th, but wasn't actually signed until August 2nd.
So it was dated July 4th.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
They voted, then they had to write it, and then
it wasn't official until
the 6th, because it takes time to get, you know, information and documentation out to 13 colonies back then. It wasn't like you
And besides that...
Get on the horse and ride.
And besides that, how could we ever have a song, I was born on the 4th, on the 2nd of July?
I was born on the 6th of August.
I was born on the 2nd of July. Sounds like terrible. Cheech Marin, you know? I was born in East LA. Yeah. Anyway, wow, I digress, and let's get back on track. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
And happy birthday to you.
And happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you, Mark and Linda. And Red.
And Red Smith, who's been on Unfunded Circles. No, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
He's on the circle, all right.
I'm not even going to go there.
It's the
4th of July. We're not going to talk about any collusion and non-existent recoveries and banker conspiracies and sound money. Oh, well, this is Sovereign Minds. Of course we are.
Just give us a couple seconds.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room, kcnr1460.com, or call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530 for you guys who can't write fast. 530-605-4567.
Okay.
All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Let's see. Next week we will, what are we, 9 to noon? No, we're still doing that. Hold on. I should cross that out of my intro. Never mind. Okay.
mm-hmm. It's been a minute.
Reading Patriots meets every Monday night. I don't think we're meeting this
Except this Monday.
Except mm-hmm. this Monday. They do stand for limited government fiscal responsibility. And actually following the Constitution, unlike Jerry Brownshirt.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll talk about him. They just need to adopt a new symbol, you know, and like Prince had a symbol and Hitler had a symbol. We'll have the Jerry Brown symbol. What will it be? It'll be like a peace sign with a rainbow cloud through it, and I don't know. maybe a symbol for him, but it doesn't have a rainbow in it. Maybe a big fist with a middle finger salute in the middle.
That's what I was thinking.
How about a giant turd smoking a joint?
Well, there you go. That's kind of appropriate. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you follow up with that?
Captain Brown. What can Brown do for you?
Captain Obvious.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. Holy crap. I mean, we need to get into this a little bit.
Congratulations, Nevada. You're now selling legalized pot.
Oh, yes. Oh. The fifth one,
yay.
Right?
Yay.
Mm. Number five.
It's yay. You know, wow, man.
It's not like the bad old days where you could get 25 to life in Nevada for seeds.
Yeah. Oh, you've got a seed on you.
Yeah.
Could you step out of the car, please, and put your hands on the hood and
bye-bye.
Feet back, spread them, and
see
assume later. The position. Where are we going today? I have no idea. Let's see. I want to actually cue that Chris Ann Hall video up, because we want to talk about the lawlessness down in Sacramento. Governor Jerry Brownshirt and, his cronies down there seem to defy the Constitution, defy, you know, the law, unless it fits their need. You know, they don't want any, you know.
Literally, we've gotten to the point in California where you can wake up and go, what is the law today? Because it may not be what it was when you went to bed last night.
Well, that's the definition of tyranny. Tyranny is the arbitrary abuse of power. And you know, it's like Irish justice. If I like you today, hey, you're going to pass. If I don't, I club you in the head with my shillelagh. You know, I mean, and that's really what we're talking about. So the contagion of this lawlessness, the sanctuary cities, you know, gee, we're going to adopt the Paris Climate Peace Accord anyway.
You can't.
We're going to, you know, get in bed with China.
We're going to ignore all these Supreme Court orders.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to do our own thing, you know, except when we need money.
Well, how about the fact that their high-capacity magazine ban was found constitutional? They plan on moving forward with trying to confiscate them. How about the fact that the 10-day waiting period for firearms was found unconstitutional over 2 years ago? It's still in place. That's California doesn't operate by the rule of law anymore.
You know, Mikey, on this day of my daughter's wedding, I wanted to let you know that, you know, I never wanted this for you.
It's insane.
That's what we're talking about, the lawlessness, the mafia rejecting, lawful orders, rejecting the Constitution, rejecting the rule of law. That's Governor Brown.
The people actually get together to try to recall one of their representatives. They change the law so they can't.
I'm pretty sure they have enough gumption
to stand up and say, hey, no more.
We're going to listen to this Chris Ann Hall clip, and I think this is part of the solution. What she's saying is, because who's going to prosecute these guys? Because they're not going to do it, okay? It has to come from we the people, either through recall, or it has to come from we the people, the states, banding together and saying...
How about the establishment of a true civilian grand jury with an authorized justice of the peace to subpoena an arrest?
It has to come from the people themselves, okay? And, you know, and also when we talk about this, isn't this a form of sedition? Isn't this a form? I mean, when you say, hey, I'm not going to follow any of the laws of the contract that that was agreed to by the state of California, by the people of California, you know, when they became a state in the union, that, you know, the contract with the federal government was to adhere to this law. You know, they would have certain enumerated rights and the rest would be left up to the people. One of the enumerated rights is that, you know, we, the state, don't have the power to make treaties with foreign governments.
No.
That's left up to the federal government, not the states. And there's some, you know, but, you know, good grief.
It's sedition to declare sanctuary cities. There is no authority reserved to the states to make immigration law. It's actually specifically forbidden for the states to do so.
We could go on and on and on. At what point does the lawlessness become a problem? Well, it's already a problem. At what point in time does the people stand up and say this is a problem? I think they are. I mean, you wouldn't even have a State of Jefferson movement if it wasn't for these kind of things happening already. And that movement is getting, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger because people are starting to realize that, gee, if you got Jerry Brownshirt in there and Kevin DeLeon, you know, thumbing their nose at every law that they don't like, whether it's state law or federal law, and that's the facts. I mean, Jerry Brown goes down there and, you know, uses state funds to look for oil on his own property in Colusa.
Yeah.
And then goes, well, too bad.
Well, while getting an agricultural subsidization to pay for the drilling because it was tentatively for water for livestock that doesn't exist on the land. But he got an agricultural permit and grant to pay for drilling for water for cows that don't exist, but they were really looking for oil using taxpayer funds.
It's a new kind of cow.
Yeah.
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 It's called a bum steer. It's true.
But that's Jerry Brown's on his way out. after Jerry Brown, we're staring down the double barrels of De Leon and Gruesome Newsom.
See, here's the problem when you start implementing these kind of policies, these progressive Marxist communist policies. Sooner or later, you actually have a government that is Marxist, progressive, and communist.
Yay. And it doesn't work.
And all of a sudden, things ain't so good out there in the economy no more. You know, it's like all of a sudden things are getting bad because, well, wait a minute. No, they're not bad because we say they're not bad. We say that the recovery's going on strong and, it's okay.
Yeah, but then you hit the tipping point where they don't have to say anything because if you speak up, you're going to jail.
Well, there's that. You got to silence the. Let's see. Freedom of speech, freedom to redress our grievances, freedom from religious persecution by government intervention, press. Wow. The press? we have met the enemy and they as us. I mean, look what's been going on in the press.
Crazy.
Well, it's funny that the only people reporting the truth are somehow racist.
Well,
I don't get that.
I guess
if you tell the truth, you're a racist.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's the old saying: treason doth prosper, none dare call it so. And that's really what we're talking about. Now, we talk about, Terry was talking a little earlier about treason, and I mean, it has to be, you have to be at war with foreign government. But I don't know if I buy that definition because I think treason is circumventing.
Treason is defined by aiding and abetting the enemies of your nation. It doesn't have to be officially
at war. You don't have to be at war, so we might want to do a little homework on that one. But let's go ahead and play let's go to a break, Bob. And we'll come back and let's play this Chrisanne Hall clip about this, making treaties with foreign governments and what she says the solution is. And let's talk a little bit more about solutions and so forth.
And there is some news on the Lavoie-Finicum front, too, before we play the song for Lavoie. But we can get into that after the break.
Okay.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday, July 3rd, the day before Independence Day, as we welcome Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed, one of the finest books ever written about post-traumatic stress disorder and its effects on families. Find out those avenues of help and assistance that families can use for their loved ones who have post-traumatic stress disorder. This and much more, Monday, July 3rd, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot, and happy birthday, America.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I think we might have been there for a while the last few years.
It's true. I mean, good grief. We are in the Twilight Zone. Let's do this little update on Lavoie Finicum real quick, and then we will all go back into the clip with Chris Ann Hall. Evidently, there's been a couple of breakthroughs on the Lavoie Finicum case. As concerning FBI agents that have been indicted charged or what?
So far we have an indictment of one of the officers on the hostage rescue team, one of the actual shooters, and he's been indicted on two counts of...
falsifying evidence?
There was three counts of falsifying evidence and two counts of obstruction of justice so far.
Yeah, these are the guys making the arrest.
Are the guys that murdered
made up
Lavoie.
This, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't arrest the guy. They shot him down like a dog.
They did. And then colluded to alter evidence and to hide evidence and alter the crime scene.
Because ultimately the FBI is supposed to be protecting our individual rights and our constitutional guaranteed process of due process. But now they just shoot you and cover it up?
Yeah.
They tried.
They've been doing that since Rufy Fridge.
Well, come on. Wow. I mean, you know. Jeez.
But
trust your government.
What it comes down to is a lot of people get the sense that they're just trying to throw out the sacrificial lamb. You know, it was just one rogue agent.
Who was in charge of the FBI back then?
Mr. Comey?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, it's weird how an indictment finally comes down after Comey gets removed.
Wow, that's interesting.
And I don't think a lot of people are going to sit still for the sacrificial lamb technique either, because we know there was a minimum of two officers that colluded to hide evidence. We know that the FBI was aware of it. And God bless him, the Deschutes County Sheriff has said that he is going to continue to investigate and make sure that justice prevails. Because in his statement, he said the damage that has been done to the goodwill and credibility towards law enforcement in that part of the country is worse damage than anything the occupiers ever could have done.
Wow. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And with that, we do have Art in Redding on the line. Good morning, Art.
Yeah, hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I'm curious about something. You're on the subject of Brown down here in Sacramento. I think most people are aware that some of the stuff this guy's pulled is absolutely over the line or certainly jumping back and forth. I know that the NRA challenges him almost every month on this anti-gun stuff that he's trying to push, anti-ammunition, and everything else. The NRA's got the muscle and the money to take him to court, and they do so regularly, and they've been successful. What I want to know is, with these other political shenanigans that he's pulled, why isn't the Republican Party putting their legal people to work and challenging him in court on this stuff? Why are they completely silent? Why do you never hear about them? You never hear a peep. You never hear a word. It's like they're almost non-existent. Why don't they get up off their butts and go to court on some of this stuff and try to stop it? Because as long as he can continue to do this without a challenge, he will.
Absolutely.
Anybody have an answer?
I have an answer. We we don't have a two-party system anymore.
I think he answered his own question. They are almost non-existent.
Exactly.
Exactly, because the real deal is the Republicans are just as much in bed with the establishment big government program as the Democrats. The Democrats,
they don't want to stand up and do anything.
What it comes down to also is it's simple dollars and cents for the Republican Party. Right. The amount of money and influence and political capital they would have to expend in retaking California is astronomical. Whereas on the other side of the coin, they can pretend like there is a Republican Party in California, let the money flow from California into those political coffers, which can then be redistributed through the party into battleground states. Basically, the Republican Party exists as no longer but a shell for a campaign Ponzi scheme for the Republican Party.
Well, and if you look at what just happened with the enforcement of the illegal voting. I mean, there's a few states that opted out of it, California being one, because that's how they're controlling the state, is through illegal, unregistered voting. And it's just another nail in the coffin of the rule of law that has been implemented by these guys in Sacramento. And the Republicans that have gone along with that in California, as well as in the Senate, the federal Senate and the federal House. They're not going after the things they should be going after. They're not bringing up the topics. You know, everybody's down on Trump for tweeting when I think the guy should tweet more, because the real deal is that he's not getting any help from his own guys up there, or very little. And there's a few in there. And that's the Republican Party. So we've got the conservative caucus up there, the Freedom Caucus, that says, hey, follow what you're supposed to be doing, what your promises to the people are. And you got the Republicans that are just saying, hey, you know, what's in it for me, as opposed to how does this help the American people?
Well, that being the case in California, then there is no recourse and there is no opposition, and they're going to get a hell of a lot more of it. I don't see that. I don't see that the Republican Party cannot come up with the money to mount legal challenges to some of this baloney that this guy's gotten away with, and he continues to be more aggressive because he's been able to do it without a call. So if that's what the Republican Party's doing today, they may as well pack up their tent and get the hell out of California.
They already have.
And somebody can start something else.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense to continue to do this.
Well, that's why you've got the state of Jefferson becoming a viable, legitimate movement that's gaining strength, is because people are seeing that the only way to get this thing resolved in Sacramento is to get away from Sacramento by doing a state split. Is that feasible? Is that viable? I think it is, if you do enough homework and you understand the what's been happening as far as court. But it's up to the people legitimately to either recall Brown, and if we look back to what happened to Gray Davis, he got got recalled over some of these issues as it was. So we'll have to wait and see, and we're going to play a clip that addresses this here from Chris Ann Hall, a constitutional attorney, in a second. And I think it's up to the people to stand up and say we've had enough one way or the other, whether it's a recall, a state split, or just an out-and-out non-compliance with these guys, and say, listen, what are you going to do if half the state says that you're not following the Constitution or rule of law anymore, and we're not going to obey you guys?
Well, I think the possibility of taking the state and splitting it is probably the only thing that's really left. It's the only viable thing. But I think something like that, with my limited political knowledge, is going to take a long, long time. And from what I understand about how it has to be voted on, I cannot see the state legislature as it's now equipped to do anything like that. And, you know, I'll probably never live to see it, I'd love to see it happen.
Here's a twist that nobody's thinking of, and we're going to address it here in a minute, too, as far as sedition. You know, that West Virginia went around the state legislature of Virginia during the Civil War because it was shown that Virginia was seditious and not following the Constitution any longer, and they went straight to the Congress. Now, if you think about what we're talking about with the sedition that's been going on in Sacramento, that becomes another viable option to bypass the legislature in Sacramento. And I think that they're building our own case for us because of their total noncompliance with the rule of law. So we'll see what happens, but it gets ugly before it gets better. And I think as the economy starts to contagion out, which it is doing right now, all you got to do is look at Illinois and Connecticut. You know, all of these pension plans are starting to explode with all the federal employees, and the economy starting to go down the crapper. You know, it's all great as long as everybody's comfortable. When people get uncomfortable, then all of a sudden your constituency can become your opposition, and that is starting to happen.
Well, it's pretty depressing, and it only breeds more of the same. With no resistance, no legal challenges, I mean, this is what you get. People just lay down and say the hell with it. They don't see the leaders in their party. They don't see anybody coming back against this stuff. I'm telling you, it's corrosive.
I agree, but they're starting to become leaders that are jumping out of the woodwork. But thanks for the call, Al. We appreciate it. We're going to have to...
Art.
I'm sorry. I thought I said...
No, it's Art.
I'm sorry. thanks for the call, Art. We're gonna have to move on and keep dwelling into this subject, and maybe we can come up with some answers.
Keep up the good fight, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
All right, very good. So let's go ahead and play the Chris Ann Hall clip, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some more of this stuff as far as what can be done and solutions towards this, you know, as we careen toward our birthday as Americans and our independence.
Yeah, there is always solutions.
Absolutely.
They're not easy.
So go ahead. You ready? You ready, Bob?
Yep.
Go ahead and play this. This is Chris Ann Hall. She's a constitutional attorney, and she's talking about treaties making with foreign governments by the states.
My name is Chris Ann Hall, and this is Liberty First University. Mayors and governors, like Jerry Brown, cannot lawfully make treaties with foreign governments, and this is why. The Constitution of the United States is a contractual agreement between the states of the Union. The states are the parties to the contract, and the federal government is the product. When a new state becomes part of these United States, they do so by legally agreeing to be bound by the terms of that contract. The states, through that contract, delegate several few and defined powers and responsibilities to the federal government. While all powers not explicitly delegated within the contract are reserved to the states, any alteration to the contract must be done through the amendment process of Article 5. In general, there are two spheres of government authority, internal and external. The federal government's sphere of delegated authority is intended to be primarily foreign in application, where the state's sphere is domestic. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States and father of our Constitution, explained this power relationship in Federalist 45. He said the powers delegated by the proposed Constitution to the federal government are few and defined. Those which are to remain in the state governments are numerous and indefinite. The powers delegated to the federal government, Madison explains, are principally external objects. War, peace, negotiation, foreign commerce. He says the powers that are reserved to the states will be all the objects which in the ordinary course of affairs concerns the lives, liberties, properties of the people, the internal order, improvement, and prosperity of the state. In a nutshell, the federal government was created by the states to be an ambassador on behalf of the states in foreign affairs and to carry out certain enumerated functions agreed upon by the states. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 of the Constitution delegates the authority of treaties to the President and the Senate. Since this power of making treaties is specifically delegated to the federal government, it is not a power that remains reserved to the states. Since treaties are an item that falls within foreign sphere, it is by the constitutional contract, not a power, that either the state or local governments can lawfully engage in without fully jeopardizing every remaining term of the contract. It also invites foreign influence within the borders of the Republic by bypassing the constitutional safeguards of full state representation through the Senate. George Washington, our first president, warned future generations of the great dangers of foreign influence. He said, "Against the insidious wiles of foreign influence, the jealousy of the free people ought to be constantly awake. Since history and experience prove that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of Republican government. To minimize the threat of foreign influence domestically, our framers established treaties to occur through a procedure that would ensure the interests of all the states equally and be conducted in full view of the entire Union." To make this point clear, the designers of our Constitutional Republic ratified Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 as a part of the contract that explicitly prohibits the states from making treaties or alliances with foreign governments. Therefore, in response to certain states, like California, attempting to make treaties or alliances with a foreign government, like China, outside their authority outlined in the Constitution, every other state must make a public declaration of non-compliance and opposition to these illegal agreements. If a mayor or other local entity attempts to make a treaty or alliance with a foreign government, the government of that state has an obligation to every other state in the Union to make a public statement of non-compliance on behalf of the people of their state and the Constitution of the United States. It is true that each state is sovereign and independent. However, as sovereign governments, each state agreed to delegate certain powers to the federal government to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, to provide for the common defense, to promote the general welfare, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. When a state or local government engages in a power that has been constitutionally delegated to the federal government, when a state or local government engages in a power that has been specifically denied via the contract, they are not only violating the terms of the constitutional contract, they are putting the welfare, security, and domestic tranquility of all the states in jeopardy. By making these rogue foreign agreements, these government agents are ultimately jeopardizing all American liberty, now and in the future, by undermining our constitutional compact. By engaging in this improper application of state sovereignty, these mayors and governors like Jerry Brown are declaring the Constitution to be null and void, and the Union of the States to be dissolved. I am Chris Ann Hall, and this is Liberty First University.
So, I think what we need to do, and we're going to start working on this, we've already talked about this, Terry talked about it in the prior show, is we need to petition the White House, number one, as a redress of grievances, and run this out on social media statewide to get the petition signed by as many people in as many states as possible to show that what Chris Ann Hall is saying is correct and that this needs to be addressed openly and above board, is that Jerry Brown is not just circumventing the Constitution, but he's breaking the agreement, the contract that the Constitution has created between the federal government and the states. He's circumventing that for all the states, because if one guy gets away with it, mm-hmm. one guy starts making rules on his own and doesn't follow the Constitution, do the other states now have an obligation to do the same, or do they need to stand up and say, hey, you're violating your oath of office. You're violating not only the federal and state constitution, but you're breaking the law, the rule of law, and what's the punishment for that as an individual? Obviously, impeachment has to be on the table. So I don't know.
Absolutely.
So we'll just have to see what we're going to do. But I think that we're going to draft something up and run it out on social media and show the noncompliance, because if what's federal, you know, what is Jerry Brownshirt trying to do? Completely, subvert the U.S. Constitution across the board for all the states?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. In his own words, he's attempting to subvert. Does what that the federal government
now
has decided.
Is that sedition?
Yes.
Does that also mean that the state of Jefferson now has legal standing in order to divide the state because we don't want any part of this sacramental lunacy? The illegal voting, all of this stuff that's going on.
Argument work for West Virginia.
I'm saying we come from all angles on this and get this done. I think it can be done a lot faster and a lot more efficiently than everybody thinks. You've got the court case that has been filed for dissolution of vote. You got the court case that's been filed for lack of representation. And so California is a pariah among the states. And there's a couple other ones as far as the contract that they were obligated by and the oath of office they took when they came into office to follow, are totally breaking the law, and the people need to rise up and do something about it, not necessarily the federal government.
Or maybe just get the federal government to issue any pardon for any actions taken in the next 72 hours. We'll fix it right now.
Yeah, I think, quite frankly, Governor Brown needs to not just be run out on a rail, but tar and feathered. And, you know, maybe stocks. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, we talked about treason, and I want to correct what I said about Terry. They don't, you know, treason doesn't necessarily mean, and he didn't say that you have to be at war. He said they have to be an enemy. Okay, well, China's not considered an enemy. But that still does not make it legal for a governor of a state.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's an argument to be made there, because our president, under his just authority, has declared the energy situation in America as critical to the national security interests. The Paris Climate Accord has been deemed as a threat to our energy, our national security.
National security.
So if Jerry Brown is making a deal with China that is limiting our energy production and harming our national security, that's treason.
Well, let me go a step further. Let's take maybe instead of the agreement with China, let's talk about the agreement with the Paris Climate Change Accord. They're saying they're going to follow that. Now, how many countries are have agreed to follow that? Well, I don't know, 150, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Are any of those our enemies?
Wait, what about the prior treason that he committed when he made climate deals for carbon credits with the state of Oregon, the state of Washington, the province of British Columbia,
well,
the province
of
Quebec?
Well, let's go back there. The climate change deal and the carbon credits are part of that Paris Climate Peace Accord. Are any of the countries that have signed on to that considered our enemies? That would be the first question, because it only has to take one that's considered our enemy, like, I don't know, Syria or
Iran,
any of those guys sign on for that? That would then constitute an agreement with one of our enemies, and that would be treason.
Well, them just being part of it, doesn't that constitute them being an enemy? Because it It's our national security that's at stake here. So does it automatically make them an enemy if they sign on?
Well, I don't think I think they have to be designated an enemy of the state or something. But I'm sure that some of those guys are that signed on for that are. I mean, who's in that agreement? We know that is North Korea the parent. I doubt if North Korea is, because everybody hates North Korea, because, you know, it's like a, the land of Oz, you know, over there. You just unbelievable.
Well, they don't actually have to be a nation state to be an enemy of our nation. Look at ISIS.
Well, okay. So I think maybe we need to look into those definitions, and we need to look into those states or nations that have signed on to the Paris Climate Agreement as well, and see if those guys, any of those guys, are enemies, and then put together a petition with a, you know, there's a long list of grievances here that we have against the state of California, and specifically Governor Jerry Brown and his cohorts down there, Kamala Harris and what's his name, De Leon, and who's the other one, Padilla, all of them. I mean,
you mean Kamala Harris, who henceforth will be referred to as Willie Brown's bimbo?
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Evidently, that's how you get to the top.
Yeah.
I was thinking about something about starting a Harley. How do you start a Harley? Never mind.
Is that like taking a golf ball through 5 yards of
garden hose? Yeah, that's the same principle. Yeah. Let's take a break here and come back and regroup. There's a lot of stuff to cover still.
If you want to call in, have a question, comment, or something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Ladybot and the Bluebirds, July 6th, inside Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and yours truly, Linda Bott, performing with my favorite band, Songs from the American Songbook. That's 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge, July 6th. Ladybot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Really liking the video.
Must have been filmed at Whiskey a Go Go.
It couldn't have been why it was chosen in the first place,
looks like,
right?
It looks like something out of a dream from Martin and Rowan's Laughing, huh?
Except there's not enough color.
And there's four, and there's like 10 Goldie Hawns. Oh, boy. Hey, let's cue that Archie Bunker stuff up here and. Let's keep talking about.
Well, we do have a caller on the line before we get started. Yeah, we've got Mary in Redding. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. Once I was put on hold, I couldn't hear the radio show. I was just dead zone. Anyway, what I wanted to comment on, and I don't know if you covered it because I was walking in and out of the room. There's 10 or 11 other states that have sided with Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
There's more than one culprit in the room.
Absolutely.
And I didn't know if you covered that or not.
Not in depth, Mary, but we mentioned the fact that there are other states that are colluding to do this. And, of course, is that what the what this is, you know, the end result is trying to achieve is a split of the up of the United States of America? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know the states involved. I'm going to look that up. But the governors have some kind of cling to Jerry Brown. I'm guessing there's collusion there as well. But at the same time, you were wondering about Mrs. Harris. She knows how to suck start a Harley.
I can't say. I couldn't really. I didn't really know. I wasn't going to say that. But I'm glad you did.
No, but I can, and I can't get kicked off the air.
Well, you still can get the button if you're not careful,
Bob's
Mary.
Still got the magic button. So, anyway.
Yeah, hit the button next time. Okay. Yeah. That's an issue. All right,
thanks, Mary.
All right, thanks, Mary.
I appreciate that.
Have a great day.
I'm not going to hit the button. It just encourages them.
Well, at this point, if anybody doesn't see the imminent, confrontation that is coming in this country, there is a collision coming in this country.
I agree. Let's play this little clip on Archie Bunker. And this is Archie Bunker back in the day. And I find this clip very interesting. This is Archie's solution for terrorism in America. Go ahead, Bob.
This was from the season 3 premiere of All in the Family back in the early 70s. You might remember this.
Here we are. All right, everybody, clam up.
Mr. Archie Bunker, speaking in reply to the editorial broadcast last Saturday.
Good evening, everybody. This is Archie Bunker of 704 Hauser Street, veteran of the big war, speaking on behalf of Guns for Everybody. Now, question. What was the first thing that the communists done when they took over Russia? Answer, gun control. And there's a lot of people in this country who want to do the same thing to us here in a kind of conspiracy, see. You take your big international bankers, they want to, masticate the people of this here nation like puppets on a wing. And then when they get that done, train us over to the communists.
Oh, Archie, I'm glad they put you on a stool. You look taller sitting down.
Now, I want to talk about another thing that's on everybody's mind today, and that's your stick-ups and your skyjackers, which, if that was up to me, I could end the skyjackers tomorrow.
You could?
All you got to do is arm all your passengers. You know what you can't arm? And then you got got no more superiority there. He ain't going to dare to pull out no rod. And then your airlines, then they wouldn't have to chase the passengers on the ground no more. They just pass out the pistols at the beginning of the trip, and they pick them up again at the end. Case closed.
That's incredible, Arnie.
Gee, you think the meathead... Now, you know what I found interesting about this clip is how they tinfoil hatted everything right away. The first thing, oh, the international banking conspiracy. You know, this guy's obviously a tinfoil hat conspiracy nut job, you know, right-wing conservative idiot. What was our last financial, crisis? Who was involved in that?
We're still in the middle of it.
Yeah. You know, the international banksters, you know, but it goes to show you they've been trying to badmouth this thing for 40 or 50 years. This is the fake news. This is the narrative coming from the networks. You know, they started implementing this slow brainwash feed into the community. And then, of course, they've got to come up with a nonsense solution of handing guns out to everybody. But the real deal is maybe they need to have a few guns on there.
I'm not sure that's such a terrible idea.
Maybe not handing them out, but, you know, maybe two officers. Anyway, I guess
we're at the top of the hour. They're going to cut us off. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460.
Who thought Archie Bunker would be right?
This is KCNR.
It'd be the latest flight in the world.
He rally votes for a Senate Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says the legislation will address several pressing issues.
We want to make certain that Medicaid is a program that can survive. Right now, we've got a third of the physicians in this land who won't see Medicaid patients. That means the program is actually failing many, many patients, and we need to fix that. And so we need to make it so that those individuals, if they transition from Medicaid, that nobody falls through the cracks.
Price, a guest this morning on NBC TV's Meet the Press program. A helicopter has gone down on the way to evacuate people near a volcano that erupted on the main Indonesian island of Java today. Villagers say at least two people were killed in the crash. Syrian State TV says 8 are dead, 12 injured in a series of car bombings in Damascus this morning. A request for detailed information about every voter in the country from President Trump's voting commission is getting a rocky reception.
Some of the nation's most populous states are refusing to comply with the voting commission's request. The list includes California and New York, but also some conservative states that voted for Trump, such as Texas. They say they can provide only partial responses based on what is legally allowed under state law. In a Saturday morning tweet, the president took note, writing, numerous states are refusing to give information to the very distinguished voter fraud panel. What are they trying to hide? Trump established the commission to investigate allegations of voter fraud in the 2016 elections, but Democrats have said the panel is biased and merely looking for ways to suppress the vote. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The District of Columbia is giving residents a new gender option on driver's licenses. They can now choose X, a gender-neutral identifier. Previously, you could only choose male or female. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-330-6865. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-6865. 800-330-6865. That's 800-330-6865.
Emotional and physical wounds being treated at a Bronx hospital where authorities say an enraged former doctor returned to exact revenge on his former colleagues. Grief counselors available to employees and patients at Bronx Lebanon Hospital as five medical staff members and one patient were treated for gunshot wounds. Police identified the doctor who died in the gunfire Friday as 32-year-old Tracy Sin Yi Tam. Authorities say Dr. Henry Bella was targeting another doctor who wasn't even there when he fired his automatic weapon, severely injuring several and killing Tam. She was the only one, was only on the floor, rather, because she was covering for somebody else's shift as a favor. Bellow eventually killed himself. Britain is pulling out of an agreement that permits fishermen from five other countries to operate in UK waters. It's the first step in reassessing control over its fishing industry as it prepares to leave the EU. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Why is Amazon spending nearly $14 billion for Whole Foods?
It isn't just about getting more than 460 grocery stores. Ultimately, Amazon wants to sell Amazon and Whole Foods shoppers alike even more goods and services, including stuff they might not even realize they need. For that, Amazon will tap data-driven insights into how shoppers behave offline. Amazon has been quiet on its specific plans so far, but analysts are enthusiastic about the possibilities. Patrick Frost reporting.
Today is Sunday, July the 2nd, and it's a birthday for some notable people, including the former Philippine First Lady, Imelda Marcos. She is 88 years old. Contemporary Christian musician Melody DeVivo of Casting Crowns is 41 today. Figure skater Johnny Weir turns 33. Actress Lindsay Lohan has 31 candles on her cake. Former White House Chief of Staff John Sununu is 78. Racing Hall of Famer Richard Petty is 80. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Summer is hot, and so is the fashions of Dandelion. Come see the latest finds designers have for you. Sun hats, cool tops, and super cute jewelry to make your outfit pop. Get cool with your own personal shopper, as all the ladies of Dandelion will help you select only the best. Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street. Unique gifts and clothing. Dandelion.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Mind, second hour, Sunday, again.
Remember, a sovereign mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Exactly. Well, sometimes you can get so involved in the stories off the air that you're researching and doing stuff on, and then when the radio comes, you know, we get back on the air, it's like, I'm still the host, I think. And I wanted to hear something from somebody. I can see that everybody's got their tongues in their cheeks, nothing. What happened to the total castigation of any mistake that's ever made? Crickets, that's what I thought.
It never would work the other way. Yo. I forget that, yeah. Just saying.
She really has an axe to grind. This is all from childhood. This has been progressively getting, you know, worse. It's a syndrome. It's sort of a condition.
Works both ways on the condition, you know what I mean?
I'm not going near that.
Yeah. Some conditions just can't be helped.
Yeah, there's a... What's that?
I like me now!
What was that? You remember the Big Lebowski? What was that? His condition, the thing his condition was in? I can't remember. I'm going to play that. That was a pretty good music.
What, the old Kenny Rogers?
No. You know, the Big Lebowski with Jeff Bridges, yeah. You know. He's talking about his condition, which is kind of...
Let's talk about my condition.
Yeah. Anyway.
Depends on what your definition of condition is. You know, there's a lot of things that can be put into that.
A pretty powerful statement out here by our president.
Our ex-president?
Our current president responding to our ex-president, who is... Warning, our ex-president is apparently in Indonesia warning about our isolationist and aggressive attitudes and over-patriotic stance. And apparently our current president is hosting a Celebrate Freedom rally in Washington, D.C. and made this statement. Said, since the signing of Declaration of Independence 241 years ago, America always affirmed that liberty comes from our Creator. Our rights are given to us by God, and no earthly force can ever take those rights away. That is why my administration is transferring power out of Washington and returning that power back where it belongs to the people.
That's nice. Pretty awesome.
And people nice. Wonder why the establishment hates him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's also been talking about resetting the currency and the Federal Reserve, and there's a lot of things that are going on. We've also got former U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch under Senate investigation. Bernie's under investigation.
Yeah, a lot going on there.
I want to see more than investigations. I want to see arrests and indictments.
Well,
convictions.
Exactly. Sentences. Convictions.
Yeah.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Drops.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good show as usual. I missed you the last couple of Sundays. My wife and I were over in Boston doing the Freedom Walk and Lexington and Concord and all the good stuff. Beautiful city. I was really impressed with it, and I didn't trip over any homeless people over there. But listen, you gave me a fair go about 3 weeks ago on this Jones Valley water situation. And I just want you to update it. We all got letters in the mail yesterday, and if you can pull it up, it's called Ordinance Number 719 from the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday. And it is nasty. It is aggressive. It is in your face, intimidating. And what they're doing is, it's all BS, of course. It says a water shortage emergency condition prevails in the county. And so they're cutting us back to 225 gallons of water a day. And if you exceed that, well, this is what they're going to do to you. Under Section Code 377, they can fine you $1,000, or put you in jail for 30 days. If you've got a mouth like I've got, they can turn around and be subject to civil penalty to the amount not to exceed $10,000 plus jail, and then the other civil penalties. There's $100 for the first violation, $150 for the second, $200 for the third, and $1,000 for extraordinary situations where all of the following has occurred. If you jack up, if you tell them to go fly a kite. Anyway,
that's an Australian expression.
We certainly need some professional help on this, but this is pure, straight out vindictiveness and nastiness, and this was all by our supervisors. No one voted against it.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been on the bloody phone all the weekend with people calling up, pissing and moaning.
I need to get a copy of that. I'm not sure if you quoted the right text or not. Is somebody else? Anybody?
I'm looking at
it. It's Ordinance Number 719, and June 27, 2017. Seven pages.
Okay. Is that a pending ordinance, or they already passed it?
I'm sorry?
They already passed that.
Yeah, they passed it. Yeah, public hearing on June the 27th.
Nonconforming issues, events, provision. I'm gonna have to. We're gonna have to figure this. I got seven. I got one. I'm not coming up with it. So maybe somebody can get that into us.
Listen. If you got a fax there, I can fax it to you.
Well, let me give you a number to fax it to. 530. You ready?
Yeah.
530-221.
Uh-oh. I think we lost him.
Wow.
Peter?
Hello?
We did lose it. Peter, if you didn't intend to hang up there, please call us back.
Yeah, so we can give you the number. Just in case, the number is 530-221-0304. Go ahead and fax that to us when you get a chance. Anyway, what else have we got here? I want to talk a little bit about the contagion that's happening out there in the financial industry or the financial world of government. And so there's Peter right there, I bet. We've got a contagion that's starting to happen. We're not getting any of this from the mainstream news. But we've been predicting this for a long time. But you've got, you know, all kinds of problems in the government's budgets. But let's go back to Peter real quick, and then we'll get back to this.
I think he's on there.
You there, Peter?
Thanks for taking me back. You could have just given me the number. Yeah, what's your fax number, please?
530-221-0304.
0304. Okay, I'll ship it to you straight away.
Okay, very good. And we'll probably get it on next week. So maybe.
Listen, mate, if you can. Look, we need professional help on this. I don't know. We're working on it, and I don't know, but we're just being totally ignored, you know, as we've been done for the last 12 years, just being walked over every which way. And you know, I've got to say now that you know, Minturn's nothing but a liar, a tyrant, and a despot, and I can back those up with plenty of actions that he's done. You know, using his position of power to get people fired from their jobs when they jack up about. He screwed me over every which way he could, but I was young and ignorant then, and it wouldn't happen today. But you know, we need a bit of professional help. I don't know whether you can advise us on this sort of stuff.
I don't know. I think we'd have to go somebody that specializes more in that. It's not my wheelhouse. So
yeah,
maybe we put the call out there for somebody to jump in and maybe get on some social media. Get on the.
Oh, mate, they won't. We bought in this proposition 218. That's where it's all from. In May the 16th. At a very angry meeting, and the papers didn't even print one word about it.
Well, when I say social media, I'm talking about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hey. That's where everybody's turning to, is because nobody believes anything that comes out of the mainstream media, including our local paper.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter,
well,
is
still an abba wandering around the bloody desert when it comes to that sort of thing.
Hey, Peter, is this one an ordinance of the County of Shasta repealing ordinance number SC97.6 and adopting chapter 18.08 groundwater management?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, well, we'll get it. And if nothing else,
I'll fax it to you.
Fax it to us, and then let's get it on the air next week, Peter.
Okay, mate.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot, Peter.
Okay, bye. So, let's see. I want to get back to the contagion that is spreading out there in the financial world of and the government and the general public. I mean, we're looking at so we've got Illinois. That's for Mary. It's not Illinois. It's Illinois. Just in case anybody wanted to know.
Okay.
Illinois, populated by the Illini?
Yeah, it's not. It's spelled different than it sounds. It's not Illinois. It's Illinois. I got schooled on that.
Okay.
So, anyway, Illinois is, you know, starting to have a problem. You know, their pension is, you know, starting to unwind. It's a ticking time bomb. We all know about these pensions across the board. But New Jersey can't seem to pass their budget. Maine won't sign a budget. Connecticut, you know, governor signs executive order taking over spending after state fails to pass a budget. Do we see a trend here?
Is there? Which states can pass a budget?
Well, these are the ones. These are the ones that are failing to pass a budget, and it's a matter of what's happening is they, you know, what I'm looking at right here, it says heading into the new fiscal year on Saturday morning, and perhaps beating Illinois to the punch moments ago, Connecticut, as previewed last night. Okay, well, we'll also enter the new fiscal year without a budget. So I don't know how many of this is going to entail, but inviting rating agencies to downgrade Illinois to barely junk. Okay. And so what's happening here is their credit is starting to unwind. This is going to happen in California. I have a map of the different ones that are starting to unwind here. And so right now we've got Illinois, Kentucky, New Jersey, Maine, Connecticut. But the states that they can't get any numbers on, okay, there's no data available for California, Arizona, Wisconsin, District of Columbia. So as this starts to go, you're going to see more and more of these starting to contagion out in these bigger and bigger economies across the board. Some of these guys are okay, like Idaho. Oregon seems to be fine. Nebraska, South Dakota. It says New York is fine. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. So I'm not sure how solid these figures are. But the pension obligations are starting to become more than the budgets that these states
more money than what they got.
Yeah, you know, it's like this. I saw this thing, this little ditty on Steve Martin about paying for stuff with money you don't have. We should play that, but it's true. If you don't have any money, don't buy things. And that's really what's going on, is these guys have way over, pursued their political ends with money that they don't have. So they've had to borrow and borrow and borrow. And now it's coming to the point. See, when you do a credit card and you start spending money into the economy with your credit card, at first it stimulates the economy until you have to actually pay the card back. And then it pulls out of the economy because it's sucking the money that would have gone into the economy out into interest into the big international banks, maybe?
Maybe.
The ones that Archie Bunker was talking about? Yeah, but he's just a nut job. So anyway, let's go to another break, Bob, and I want to come back and with that Steve Martin clip if I can come up with it. And go ahead.
If you want to call in and have something to discuss, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Telling you, things are changing. The times, they is a changing, and there's no question about that. The financial picture, I think, is getting bleaker and more bleak. And I think that's what it's going to take to change everything, is because, you know, when we started all this stuff, you know, when I got involved in the Patriot movement and the financial end of things 30 years ago, if you even talked about the international bankers, you were like Archie Bunker, a nut job. Well, things have changed, and look how much they've changed over and over and over the years to where now, you know, if you're not following some of the international banking and the financial crises, I guess that's how you say it, financial crisis. That never stopped.
Crises.
Thank you, Bob. That, you know, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's the facts. It's the truth. You know, we're in a big, huge bubble. Trump has said it. And what does that mean? Does that mean their country's going to come to an end? No. Patriots are jumping up into the fight every day. But for some reason, it's human nature that you have to get some kind of there has to be pain in order for you to feel, you know, a need
to wake you up
to start going out there and doing something about it. And that's kind of where we're at right now. And more people are waking up every day because the pain's not going away. We're not in recovery. It's not getting better. The mainstream news has been found out to be nothing but propaganda for the, you know, Republican wing. Well, I guess it should be the Republican. Mm-hmm. The Democratic and the Republicans.
Hard to tell
anymore who's what. But ultimately, the conspiratorial tinfoil hat wearing guys like us, it goes to the bankers. It goes to the international monetary system. And that's who's been controlling our politicians. So go ahead and play this. This is from Saturday Night Live. This is kind of funny, and it's but it really goes to the heart of debt being money and spending money that you don't have. And that's what our whole money system, our whole monetary system right now is based on debt. It's based on debt, you know, creating money as debt. And that's a complete opposite of what it should be. It should be an asset that holds value, that's intrinsic, not, gee, I create a dollar, therefore you owe me. So go ahead and play it, Bob. And this is Saturday Night Live, Steve Martin.
Oh, I just can't get these numbers to add up.
It's like we're never going to get out of this hole.
Credit card debt, does it ever end?
Maybe I can help. We sure could use it.
We've tried debt consolidation companies.
We've even taken out loans to help make payments.
Well, you're not the only ones. Did you know millions of Americans live with debt they cannot control? That's why I developed this unique new program for managing your debt. It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Huh. Let me see that. If you don't have any money, you should not buy anything. Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
I don't know, honey. This makes a lot of sense. There's a whole section here on how to buy expensive things using money you save.
Give me that. And where would you get this saved money?
I tell you where and how in Chapter 3.
Okay, but what if I want something but I don't have any money?
You don't buy it.
Well, let's say I don't have enough money to buy something. Should I buy it anyway?
No. Now I'm really confused. It's a little confusing at first.
Well, what if you have the money? Can you buy something?
Yes.
Now take the money away. Same story?
Nope. You shouldn't buy stuff when you don't have the money.
I think I got it. I buy something I want and then hope that I can pay for it, right?
No. You make sure you have money, then you buy it.
Oh, then you buy it. But shouldn't you buy it before you have the money?
No.
Why not?
It's in the book. It's only one page long. The advice is priceless and the book is free.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we can put it on our credit card.
So get out of debt now. Write for your free copy of Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford. And if you order now, you'll also receive Seriously, If You Don't Have the Money, Don't Buy It, along with a 12-month subscription to Stop Buying Stuff magazine. So order today.
Yeah, I think that we ought to send that little clip to all of our guys in Congress and the Senate and,
Brown.
Jerry Brown, the state of California. This is what basically Trump is trying to say, is that these guys are completely out of touch with reality. Just because you can keep printing money doesn't mean there are no consequences, and that was Vice President, who is George Bush's Vice President, Cheney. What he said, there's no consequences to keep going in debt. There's no consequences.
There's no problem.
There's no problem. Well, no, there is a problem sooner or later. It might not be when you're in office, but that's what we've done, is we keep spending money we don't have and printing up money out of thin air. And, our nation, which is the greatest nation that the world has ever seen, is going into a financial toilet because of our politicians and their spending. And I think they're going to try to use this financial crisis as a way to do what they're doing, which is basically split the country and take over
Why can't they just stop spending? Why can't we just stop?
Well, then the American people is going to start going, hey, wait a minute, where's mine? I'm entitled to Social Security. I'm entitled to free cheese. I want my cheese. And I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to that. In the meantime, the people that paid into Social Security that was supposed to be a retirement program trusted their government, and now they have stolen all the funds. So this
is... Yeah, because there's no money there anyway.
Because this is what happens when you give powers to the federal government that are not specifically enumerated to it, is that it just screws it up. We got to call.
Yep, we do. We have Dick in Reading on the line. Good morning, Mr. Wilkinson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air, Dick.
Hey, Mark. You know you're
SNL.
I can't say it. It reminded me of a real situation about 35 years ago or so, when we lived in Santa Cruz Mountains. My wife's youngest brother worked at Lockheed, and he had a really good friend there they had so much debt, they bought so much stuff, had the credit card debt and all, so they went to one of these consolidation companies, and they consolidated all their debts into one big, huge debt, and their monthly payments were so low that they went out and bought a brand new car.
Unbelievable.
her brother Jim, he could not figure them out. They were trying to get out of debt, and they went and got a brand new car because they didn't have such high payments anymore. Anyway, that's what people do.
It's true.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's human nature.
There's more debt in this country than there is currency or money. The combined debt of all the American citizens is way more than the amount of money that's available.
Well, what happens is when you create the debt, what you're doing on the federal level is that the government creates a treasury note that then they sell it to the Federal Reserve, who then writes a check that has nothing in the bank account, and so it then buys the treasury note, which then the currency springs into life. And so that's where most of the money is created at the federal government. Then you can talk about fractional reserve banking and so forth. But taking that example, if you paid back all of the debt, you would take all the currency out of existence that existed paying back the debt, because in order to pay debt or interest on a debt that's created out of thin air, you have to create more debt. You know, if I print $1 out of thin air and lend it to you at interest at 10%, and then you have to pay me back $1.10, you don't have the other 10, it doesn't exist, so you have to borrow more to pay the 10 back. And that is our system in a nutshell right now.
We're a paperless society. We're a moneyless. It's all the money's on paper. You know,
it's all paper backed by a promise.
Check every month. I don't really get any money. I just get something that shows that I got this in the bank. No money has traded hands. Just paper traded hands.
Well, yeah. And that's why if you're looking at China, Russia, India, these guys are all stocking up on gold, because when you get a currency reset, you've got millions of Americans out there that understand none of this, because we've been all programmed that paper dollars have value when they are just nothing but pieces of paper. And when people realize that and this government does a reset, all their money that are stored up in the banks and all of these institutions are just digits. They're not even paper.
I was going to say, now we've gone digital.
It's Airbucks, and they could just reset the whole thing, and you just lost your entire life savings.
Thank you, Mark.
Take it out of the bank.
Anytime you need a ray of sunshine and hope, give me a call.
Thank you. You made me feel better. Okay, bye.
All right, okay, thanks for calling in.
Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Well, that's what happens when you give power to the federal government unchecked that it shouldn't have power over. The founders said that no central bank, and this all goes to what's happening across the board. That's how government funds all these programs, and that's how it gets the propaganda. That's how it owns the newspapers. And it's becoming so clear that anybody that looks, that you can't mistake it. So I think what we're going to do is I'm going to send over this reading of the Declaration of Independence, because I think now might be a good time to actually listen to why
our founding fathers did what they did.
Why they did what they did, because when they broke off from England, you know, and if you ask most of our college students, who did we, revolt from?
They don't even know the answer.
I don't know, France, Russia, Germany.
China.
China. They don't even know, because they don't understand the history. And if you don't understand history, you're doomed to repeat it. Fiat currency systems have been around forever. This is what we're going to go into more and more towards the fall, I predict, is this contagion. The economy is going to get worse and worse and worse. And I think at the end of the day, this is going to be the best thing that ever happened, because we need a reset. We need an awakening of the real problem, not this fake news that have been pushed on us by the media that, oh, gee, all of our problems are not really what our problems are, you know. And a bunch of snowflakes out there wondering where my free cheese is. So I'm sending this over to Bob, and he'll cue it up here in a minute. Did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so. I mean, how can you be expected to defend and maintain liberty and our form of government if you have no clue where it comes from or why?
Well, and I just post this on Sovereign Minds at Facebook. This is when the Fed will crash the market, a Bank America forecast. So, so this is Bank America's chief strategist, Michael Harnett, has figured out when the Fed will crash the market. He feels the markets will go higher this summer and then crash sometime in the autumn. Now think about that for a second. This is the chief strategist for Bank America. Just some schmo out of the blue decides, oh, some tinfoil hat thing that the market's going to crash, and he's got it figured out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. But this is so when it does crash, they could say, we told you so.
Where's our bailout?
Only they didn't post it on mainstream media. It was on Zero Hedge.
I don't know. Do you think it'll be another bailout or a bail-in this time?
I think it's going to be a confiscation and a reset. Mm. Yeah. I mean, which would be a bail-in. It's just it's like your money just goes poof. You know, it's like that old South Park thing. You know, where's my $100? It's gone.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, go ahead and let's listen to the Declaration of Independence for a few minutes, and let's honor what the founding fathers did. We've got the July 4th America's birthday of independence against foreign, not foreign. It was their own government at the time, but against tyranny in all of its forms, which was implemented on them through a overreaching tyrannical government that was out of control, that started, usurping power that it shouldn't have, and no longer did the rule of law apply to the colonists. Does that sound kind of familiar?
Well, that's what strikes me is when they get to the grievances that they specifically addressed about the King of England and the government of Britain, and they are clear evidentiary, especially here in California today, to this day.
None of this matters in the modern world, though, because we live in a different paradigm. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Just go back to sleep and watch the TV more so that you can be completely fooled by fake news. Go ahead, Bob.
All right. This is the – you sure you don't want the Whoopi Goldberg version?
Pretty sure.
Okay. This is a reading of the Declaration of Independence. Somewhere.
Here we go.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them.
A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states.
To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good.
He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable only to tyrants.
He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures.
He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within.
He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers.
He has made judges dependent on his will alone,
for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures.
He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power.
He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation.
For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us.
For protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states.
For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. For imposing taxes on us without our consent.
For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses.
For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies.
For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments.
For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever.
He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us.
He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people.
He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation.
He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands.
He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions.
In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people.
Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us.
We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here.
We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity.
And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends.
We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states.
That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown.
And that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved.
And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce,
and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Thank you.
I think it's time that we, the people of California, need to reclaim our birthright of liberty through whatever means necessary, through a nonviolent, peaceful means if possible, and it is possible. But if it need to be done with blood, so be it. That's my message for this day of independence and the 4th of July.
And you've been listening to Sovereign Minds, and now we have the national anthem.
The full national anthem.
The full national anthem.
By the dawn's early lights, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rock
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. Hope you enjoyed the full-length version of the Star-Spangled Banner there. And even though the variety of celebrities that read the Declaration of Independence seems a little disingenuous because
yes, it does.
And you hear Whoopi Goldberg talking about the Declaration of Independence, she doesn't even understand what the hell she's reading. So, but you can't, you know, the words are what is important and the meanings, not who's reading them. So anyway,
I believe we got a couple callers on the line, don't we, Bob?
Better hurry up.
Dick is first here.
All right, Dick.
Hey, I'm back again.
Hey,
you know, as you're reading Declaration, or not, you're reading the people reading the Declaration of Independence. It's a list of grievances that the colonies had against the King of England.
Right.
And while we're listening, Francis Jerry Brown, I says, you know what? You could actually write the thing almost word for word and send it to him. It actually, those grievances apply to him also.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. Well, I'll tell you, how far we've come full circle. Isn't it amazing how tyranny and despotism never seems to go away with these people that are gaining power? It's like, you know, power sure. corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and that's the bottom line.
I'm going to hang up because you have another caller. Thank you.
All right, thanks Dick. And Lori, good morning, Lori.
Hey,
what you got
morning.
For us?
And happy birthday to Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lori.
He's so awesome. I just adore him. And unfortunately, he's married, so, Anyways, I was going to chime in on that awesome clip that you played of Archie Bunker and the whole pistols in the plane thing. I've seen that so many times, and I still crack up. My thought to everybody is, what do you think if this show was still on the air and you've got Michael Meathead talking about, let's say, the 9/11 Building 7, and he was telling Archie, hey, I think that building was a detonation place all morning long, and they were shooting off all this stuff so the Twin Towers could fall. I mean, can you imagine the script? Archie would just flame out. Anyway, I do. I love your clips. They're awesome. And for those of you hooking up with your families and friends, if they live on the coast, we got to look at the sea rise and things that are happening with our coastal exposure potential. If you claim to love your family and friends that live in the following six counties, San Mateo, Marin County, San Joaquin, Orange, and L.A., double-check your property value and think about a plan B because we're about to be having a whole new beachfront if the ice cap and the ozone, methane, all of it just saying, Patriots, plan to take care of your loved ones and others and put the word out. So
thanks, Lori.
All right. Thank you, Lori, for calling in.
We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
I think we're all right, bye.
Thanks, Lori.
I think we're just about at the end. What do we got, about a minute?
About a minute.
Okay, well, unless somebody else has some comment, I just wanted to read this. This is from Jesse's Cafe American, which is kind of interesting, but I think this is very appropriate for what we're this holiday that we're celebrating, the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the independence of the United States. May there be peace with you. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you forget the infinite possibilities. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content knowing that you are a child of God. Let this presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, and praise and love. It is there for each and every one of you. That's Teresa of Avila.
Just remember what Independence Day is all about, folks, not just barbecues. You've been listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Happy birthday, America.
Likewise, happy birthday, America, and stay tuned for We the People on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The mayor of the Little Rock... Mayor of Little Rock says that a nightclub where 28 people were injured when gunfire erupted this weekend will be shut down.
Mayor Mark Stodola says the city is shutting down the club under a criminal abatement program, and state regulators have suspended the club's liquor license. He says the property's manager is delivering an eviction notice. He said the city must do more to keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people and suggested that people refuse to patronize clubs that seem to promote violence.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Iraqi forces say hundreds of civilians...